News, sports, weather from Dr. Bill Williams, traffic info from Kane, and one of the Gulf Coast's most familiar voices. It's Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Arwig.
All right. 807 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings. I'm Dalton Arwig. Leanna Clark in for Dan Brennan. Dan will be back on Monday. Hello, Leanna.
Hello, Dalton. Happy 4th of July.
Happy 4th of July.
I am totally lost.
Fireworks tonight. It's your 4th of July. It's Friday
right,
the 13th.
Friday the 13th. You know, I'm a big Halloween lover, and so I usually have good luck on Friday the 13th, but it's been one of those mornings.
Yeah, I mean, I am not a fan of scary movies. I'm not a fan of sad movies. Really, I'm like, there's enough sad things happening in life in general that I don't need to sit through 3 hours of being sad on my own free time. But with the horror movies, I mean, I'll just come out and admit it. I don't like being scared. And often I will fall asleep, especially some of those older movies that take a long time to build up. Like, I'm still not sure that I've ever seen The Shining in one sit down, like all the way through. I mean, I've seen it, but broken up into smaller sections. But horror movies, not my thing. And I've always thought that Friday the 13th was more superstition than anything. But there are actually like hospital staff and law enforcement officers that'll tell you, is it Friday the 13th or is it mostly just when there's a full moon that they say things actually kind of get a little weird out there in the streets?
I think it's both.
Both?
Yes. If you have a full moon on Friday the 13th, there's a lot of craziness.
Couldn't we, with Halloween being on, obviously, October 31st, could we change that to a floating holiday and just maybe move it up to whatever the nearest Friday the 13th is to October and make that the Halloween? That way, all the parents that complain every single year about Halloween falling on a Monday or Tuesday night, then you know Halloween will be on a Friday every time. And it'll be spooky enough with it being Friday the 13th. Maybe we petition for that to become a thing.
I like that idea. But you know, I have a shirt that says, every day is Halloween. That's my life.
That is your life. That's exactly right. And Daisy, your little puppy, sure appreciates that. Being scared out of her wits all the time. 809 FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. Ben pointing out, Sean was in for Dan. Leanna is in for Sean that was in for Dan. I don't know what we do if we go fourth here. I guess we'll have to call Philip in. So it'll be me and Philip. I'll say Philip in for Leanna, who was in for Sean, who was in for Dan right here on Mobile Mornings. Lots of interesting things to get to this hour. First, I want to relay an experience I had yesterday. So, you know, this Delta variant going around, obviously. Last I read, they said that it makes up 93% of the cases in America anymore. Mm-hmm. And already the panic peddlers talking about the Lambda variant and what it might mean for escaping past the vaccine's defense. But a lot more people going out and getting tested now than they have in a long time. You know, we had that big push big push at the beginning of the year in January, which was, I think, our largest peak of the pandemic. But the last one was last summer. And not to get too far off course here, but have you noticed that this peak for us is happening right around the same time that first major peak happened last summer? And at the same time, when the South was going through that first major increase in cases and hospitalizations, and at that point, death, because so many of the people who were catching it then were compromised their immune system or they were elderly. We're not seeing the same numbers of death right now, but it's happening right around the same time that the big increase happened last year. And so you keep seeing all these stories come out about vaccinated states versus unvaccinated states. But someone put up a meme, I guess you could say, a graphic a few days ago that showed where we stood 1 year ago, pre-vaccine. And a year ago, around this time, the states in the South who right now are going through a major increase, Alabama, Florida, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, we were also going through it last year around this same time. And the states that are quote-unquote most vaccinated. Well, last year when there wasn't a vaccine, they were also in a lull. It didn't hit them until a little while later. So we'll see here in the next month or two, even with these vaccines, even with 70% vaccination rate in Vermont and Massachusetts and some of these places, we'll see if they have another peak around the same time that they did last year. Because, you know, summer is a time when so many people get out and go around and do things. Mm-hmm. But in the South, I mean, it's been hellaciously hot here these last few weeks. A lot of people are heading in for the AC. It's just so hot outside, people are coming inside. And that's what they say is a lot of time is how the virus gets to moving around. Meanwhile, in a lot of the northern states, it's been winter until, you know, March or April of this year, and then it gets so pleasant in April, May, June, July that they're outside, and they are going through a heat wave right now. But I just think we should hold on a little bit and see what happens these next few months. I wouldn't be surprised if even these vaccinated states start to see a bit more of a rise in cases. But anyway, to begin what I was going to say, my experience yesterday going to the Shops of Bel Air, formerly known as the Bel Air Mall, and driving around, I had to go get a test yesterday, a COVID test. And I haven't gotten tested since last year. I got tested twice. Once near the very beginning of the pandemic when the Civic Center was like the main testing place.
Right.
Remember, there were a lot of places that didn't even have the testing kits for a time. And so I got tested at the Civic Center last year. That was easy. That's the test where they put it all the way back in your brain and you don't get your results for 2 or 3 days or longer. I also got tested at one of the rapid care places or whatever you call it, the dock-in-a-box places.
Urgent care.
Urgent care. And that's when, at that point, my wife did test positive immediately after Thanksgiving. I've never tested positive, although I did have COVID last year. I just got tested a little too early. So her test came back positive, mine negative, and then I came down with the symptoms a few days later and quarantined for a couple weeks. Well, with this going around schools now, the Delta variant, we had something happen at my kid's daycare. And the youngest of our children had someone related to her class, not another child, but an adult that comes through that tested positive. So they are having these 8-month-old, 7-month-old, 9-month-old, quote-unquote, quarantining.
Wow.
For a week and a half because someone in the class tested positive, which I understand the school has to do that, right?
Right.
Or they could run into, I guess, maybe liability issues, or at least it is the smart thing to do in so many cases. But what you end up with is, again, my wife having to work from home and take care of this 8-month-old. And I started not feeling, you know, great the other day.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was fine, but I was like, you know, just in case, I'll go get tested. So I checked out all of the Walgreens online to see if I could go get maybe a rapid test there, and they're all full. Like, they're booked. All of their times where you can get tested at Walgreens are booked over the next couple of days.
Wow.
So I was like, well, that won't do me any good. I mean, I got to come back to work tomorrow, and I want to make sure I'm negative. So Sean said, hey, go check out the testing center at Bel Air in that shop formerly known as Forever 21, which, by the way, I've never been in, and I'm not lying, never been in Forever 21. And so it took me a while driving around the outside of the mall yesterday to find it. But eventually I found it. A bunch of people were parked outside. I go in, and just to let you know, if you need to go get tested or if you're wanting a vaccine, they have made it so easy there. It's with the Mobile County Health Department being set up there in the Forever 21. It's this massive store.
Right.
It's even fancy. They've got like these little chandeliers hanging above the room. And they basically, if you're going in for testing, you tell them, they hand you a board that you fill out a little information on, and they give you a number. By the time I got in, I was number 60 yesterday morning, and they were on, I think, number like 35, somewhere around there. So I was like, oh, great. This is going to take 2-3 hours that I'll be wasting my time in here waiting for a test. On the other side, they had vaccinations, which you go, you fill it in, they pop you over there and give you the vaccine, and you're headed out the door. So actually, it was only about a 20-25 minute wait. and they got to my number. I went up, and they were very kind. They had the tests that don't go all the way back into your brain. They just, like, swab the inside of your nose.
Nice.
And then it's a 15-minute wait. That's all you have to do. You wait 15 minutes. They
to
call
find
you
the answer?
To get your result. And
wow.
They have negative and positive on the page. They circle which one you are, mm-hmm. and send you on your way. And mine came back negative,
good.
Which is, you know, good. I would have been, I believe, fine, even if it had been positive, because I've had this virus before and was all right through it, even though I got a little bit sick. But just to let you know, if you have to go out and get tested, maybe for work or maybe you're not feeling well, check it out at Bel Air Mall. I saw Dr. Murphy walking around. It's a very smooth process, very easy to get through, and they'll take care of you. Also, if you're yet to be vaccinated, and if you want to get vaccinated, that's also not a bad place to go check out. Went really well.
And that was in the former Forever 21, mm-hmm. or back in the day, that used to be Woolworth.
Really?
Yes.
Woolworth.
That's how long I've been at Mobile.
I've never been in a Woolworth. It sounds fancy. Was it a fancy store?
No, not really.
I'm surprised they didn't use the old Sears there at the Bel Air Mall.
Right.
Remember Sears being there? I guess they shut down probably, I don't know, 10 years ago? I don't know. A lot of stores have shut down in that shop over the years. But anyway, I just wanted to kind of pass that experience along. And by the way, I'm starting a new push. So I added to Alabama's negative numbers yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
The national media keeps talking about how high the positivity rate is in the state. If all of us negatives went and got tested, we could drive that number down.
Uh-huh.
We could get down to, I think, a 5% positivity rate. Now, the 5 million people that live here would have to go get tested to drive that number down very low, but just a thought. We'll go to the phones when we get back, 343-0106, and enough talk about COVID. I want to talk census when we get back here on Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5. Thank you, Kane, 823, FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings on a Friday. Congratulations, you made it to Friday. Talk about census here in just a minute, as the new numbers are out, and maybe you'll be surprised by some of the Alabama statistics. Also, later this hour, Leanna is going to try to break down the Britney Spears conservatorship with her father story that I don't think I fully understand. We'll get to that, and maybe someone more in the know who reads People maybe more often than I do can kind of break that down for me.
I've heard that you helped in it. I'll explain that. I'll explain that later.
The segment of the show brought to you by our good friends over at 1-800-GOT-JUNK. That is the world's largest junk removal service, but it's a locally owned franchise here with Trey Bennett and his crew doing a fantastic job in both Mobile and Baldwin counties, making junk disappear. It's so hot outside, and it'll rain when you least expect it to, or maybe when you most expect it to. So why go outside when you can have the guys and girls at 1-800-GOT-JUNK do the work for you? It's very easy to give them a call at the number that's right there on the big blue truck that they drive around town, 1-800-GOT-JUNK. The pricing is up front. What they quote you is the price that you'll end up paying. No surprise charges after the fact. It's convenient. They'll find a time that works for you, a window of time, and they'll show up during that window of time. And, you know, if you're worried about catching the virus or coming into contact with someone, or maybe you just don't like talking to people like me, you can just point to the stuff that you want them to take and they'll take it.
Meh.
And they'll dispose of it responsibly as well. So give them a call today. Make the work a little bit easier on yourself by hiring the guys and girls at 1-800-GOT-JUNK. And you can set up that appointment right now by dialing 1-800-GOT-JUNK or going online, 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. So, Leanna, one of our three big things this morning is the new census numbers that are out. And
right.
I was, I guess, a little surprised that we have a new number one city in the state as far as population goes.
Right. Huntsville has rocketed past Birmingham. They have grown, and Birmingham is going the opposite direction, shrinking by 5%. The U.S. Census Bureau let the data be released on Thursday,
mm-hmm.
and Alabama is now home to over 5 million people.
And by the way, I like this new number. I can't recall what the population was from the last census or from the last 2019 or 2020, whenever the last one they had. But I have such a difficult time remembering weird numbers.
Mm-hmm.
You can just call it 5 million. It's 5,024,000. But the next time someone says, what's the population of Alabama? Just go, 5 million people.
Right.
That easy to remember.
Yes.
But that's surprising to me. 5 million people. So we're the 24th most populated state in America.
Right. And that also means that we'll keep all seven congressional seats,
mm-hmm.
which, you know, there was all kinds of worry about that changing.
Yep, yep. Lots of consternation. And a lot of people predicting over the last few years that Alabama would drop down to six congressional districts. And it's almost like the polling going into the last two elections. They were way off, way
right.
off, because Alabama actually increased in population, or at least didn't lose as many people as we thought we would.
Right. It was an increase by 5.1%.
Mm.
And they were expecting a loss.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Montgomery grew by 3%, and Mobile shrank slightly.
So Huntsville grows, Montgomery mm-hmm. grows, mm-hmm. Birmingham and Mobile
shrink. Right.
All right. We knew that about Mobile, that it would be shrinking.
And so there's just over 400,000 people in Mobile. But I think the surprise is, by the number,
mm-hmm.
we all knew that Baldwin County is growing.
Of course.
Fairhope growing by 47%.
That's unreal. A 47% increase in population over 10 years.
Right.
I can't even... I know some of you have lived in Fairhope for a long time,
mm-hmm.
And I always make this joke, whether we're talking about Gulf Shores or Orange Beach, Fairhope, wherever it may be where people are moving to, that you'll have people who have been there for 50 years who get upset at all the people who are moving in and changing things. They don't want the floppy-headed people going to see the fish show, or what was it, the Grateful Dead show at the Wharf a few years ago. You know, you have people who are used to a certain way of life, which makes sense, but then you probably also have people who moved to Fairhope in like 2016 who are now on their high horse going, I don't want anybody else to move into my town. This is my Fairhope. I've been here for four whole years now, and they're changing the way things were. Well, you don't have the same right to say that as someone who was in Fairhope in like 1955, right?
Right.
But the population growth is absolutely stunning in Fairhope.
Yes, and on the text line, someone mentioned that people are driving a lot of golf carts now.
Ah, yeah, and they said Fairhopers, right?
Right, Fairhoper.
Yeah, Cindy. And every new Fairhoper drives a stupid golf cart. That's good. That's some good stuff there. Fairhopers. So would that mean, what do you? If you're from Daphne, are you a
Daphne's?
Daphne's. Daphne's, a Spanish fortune, Spanish Fortian. You got your Bay Minetters over there, for
mm-hmm.
sure. Orange Beachers, Gulf Shoreans. I don't know. We'll have to come up with a name for every single city in Baldwin County and Mobile. Mobilians is easy, right?
Right. It's very easy.
Theodorians, which
yeah.
makes them sound like they're about to, I don't know, get tenure at South Alabama or something like that. A very smart name there. Walt asked, which states will lose seats in the House of Representatives? You know, they mentioned that a few months ago. I'll have to find that story and tell you exactly who ended up losing congressional districts. I think New York may have been one of them. I don't know. I'm going to gather those stats and come back and tell you who ended up losing those districts. We do know that Alabama did not. Also coming to the phone lines, 343-0106. I think we have Ricky on the line. We'll try to get to him at some point in this last half hour. But we got a lot more to get to, including what's going on with Britney Spears. The question heard around the world. A35 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings on a Friday. And now I want to head over to McConnell Automotive and talk with Louie Arata. Hey, Louie.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Hey, we're doing good here at the FM Talk 106.5 studios. And I know you could say the same at McConnell. What you got going on at the dealership today?
It's Friday. It's the weekend. We're going to be here all weekend selling cars. We got some great trades. Got those getting pictured right now. Got a couple of 21 Denalis in that aren't sold. Those are Denali Yukons. So if y'all want one of those, just give us a call, 251-476-4141. I think one's white and black. You can check those out on the website at McConnellAutomotive.com. Like I said, we are trading cars in every day. We got a great selection of used and a great selection of new. Going to trade in an 18 three-quarter ton Denali today. I think it's got 50,000 miles on it.
Hmm.
So anybody looking for a three-quarter ton, we'll have it. And we'll be here all day tomorrow, so come check us out.
All right. It sounds like a plan for this weekend, Louie. We appreciate your time.
Thank you.
That's Louie Ratta. Go see him at McConnell Automotive on Dauphin Street, just east of I-65, and online at McConnellAutomotive.com. 8:36 on this Friday as we roll on with Mobile Mornings. Got the Jeff Poor Show on the way in about 30 minutes. And on the show today, former State Senator Dick Brubaker. Also, Alabama Today's April Marie Fogle. Josh Moon with the Alabama Political Reporter, who the latest op-ed I've seen from him saying it's the conservative government of Alabama's fault that we're going through this new rise in COVID. Well, can't wait to hear him explain that. Also, State Senator Chris Elliott in the third hour, the returning champion, as Jeff likes to say. And we'll look forward to that coming up on the Jeff Poor Show. Also, going to get to the text here in a little bit. Polecat says, Simians? Is that what we call people from Sim? I guess it would be. Walt asked, which states will lose seats in the House of Representatives, as we talked about this, these new census numbers that are out. And now, they made this announcement a while back, even though it took ages for them to release the actual statistics from the 2020 census. Those just came out yesterday. They did have the congressional allocation a few months ago, and what they found was Texas, North Carolina, Florida, Oregon, Montana, and Colorado each grew congressional seats, and New York, Illinois, Ohio, Pennsylvania, California, Michigan, and West Virginia all either stayed the same or lost population and ended up losing seats in their states. So as far as red versus blue, you have to think, and I don't know exactly where these districts lie, so you could obviously have a blue district in Texas and a red district in New York. So I'm not sure exactly how it works out, but you have to think overall with Texas and Florida, Montana and Colorado growing seats. Well, Colorado could go either way, right? They've got some blue and some red there. It's a very purple state. But you would think with those states adding seats that that would likely be good news for Republicans. And then with New York and Illinois and California, Michigan losing seats, that that would be also good news for the Republicans. But you also have West Virginia that lost seats, you know. So I don't know. Maybe I'll have to ask Jeff for the breakdown here in the future about whether that was good or bad for Republicans or Democrats. But that's kind of where we stand now with the census numbers. 8:39. And, you know, I'm going to go out on a limb here, Leanna.
Yeah.
Because you've seen the text. You've gotten the calls. Mm-hmm. Every time that we put Ricky on the air,
yes,
we have some people who love it. And I also get a lot of texts to people who say they turn the station off. And
right.
I obviously don't like hearing that, but I'm not going to silence Ricky. I think that
even
some of the stuff that he says is very off the wall, I'll admit it. But he deserves to have his voice heard, just like every single other American in these United States. So, Ricky, what I'm going to do to satisfy everyone, although you can't satisfy everyone, I'm going to have to put a clock on you, Ricky. So as the clock strikes 8:39 here in 10 seconds, you now have 2 minutes to say what you want to say, and the clock is ticking now. So, Ricky, what do you have to say for us this morning?
Thank you for your for letting me be an American on your radio. I won't forget it. Number one, if I'm the governor, I would get the top five vaccine makers who are Dr. Michael Yeadon, Dr. Van Bosch, Dr. David E. Malone. Those are the top three. They're demanding that this come out. And if we have a stage right here at Civic Center in Mobile or somewhere in Alabama, we get the top five vaccine makers here, the top 10 scientists here, and do an open live on TV so everybody can see that they're the ones. They're the ones I'm getting all my information from, not from me, from all the top scientists, vaccine makers, and scientists that are God-fearing, that believe in God, not pseudoscience, not Frankenstein science, not eugenic science, but real science. They will prove without a shadow of a doubt that masks don't work, that it's an absolute lie, that the COVID, and Dr. David E. Martin has the absolute proof that Fauci
Malone or Martin?
Patton, huh?
Malone or Martin?
Both.
Oh, there's two David E.'s.
Have Dr. Dave Malone here, and then Dr. David E. Martin has the case file. So since 2001, where he caught Fauci, Patton, SARS-2, they created the whole vaccine. And back in 1982, he can prove that they created all of it for this moment,
Ricky,
so they can take our country down with a spook virus. You know, the virus, COVID-19 is not real. There's no way to prove that, that they can't prove that it's true. That's
Ricky,
why you
question.
Can't get no PCR.
Right. Hey, we've got 30 seconds. I just want to ask you your take on, I read that David Malone, the co-inventor of mRNA, as he says, he actually got the Moderna vaccine. Thoughts on that?
I don't understand. I, like I said, get them on TV. I guarantee you that the vaccine is a medical device that will, it's a bioweapon that will put out toxins to kill you and to turn your own immune system against yourself. That's why all the people in the hospital right now, I've done talked to.
And time. That was 2 minutes. We appreciate it, Ricky. And see, I'm trying to. What happens when you try to make everyone happy is you end up making no one happy, Lana.
Right,
that's something I've learned over the years. So what I've done now by even putting Ricky on and then putting him on time limit, I've ensured that every single person
everybody,
that's listening is upset about
everybody.
It. So there you go. But I did read, as he was talking about David Malone there, and there's a lot of fact-checking out there. And the problem now is, you know, you can't trust fact checkers, and that's not news. Anyone who is like depending on the Washington Post fact checkers for all their information is completely delusional if you think that they are a straight up and down source for factual or non-factual information. When I try to look up whether David Malone, the guy he said there was the inventor of the mRNA vaccine, when you search, is David Malone the inventor of the mRNA vaccine, it's split. Most of the fact checkers say not quite. But I guess back in 1989, David Malone, the one that Ricky again mentioned there, was the one who figured out how to get mRNA into cells, right? Mm-hmm. So the mRNA vaccines we're discussing, he was able to get those into cells, which was a big scientific breakthrough. But did he have a lot of work on this vaccine itself? No. Does he understand more than I do what's going on in this world since he's a doctor that's worked in that field? Definitely yes. But right. I did read that Malone got the Moderna vaccine. And even though he's outspoken about whether or not certain government restrictions or government theory on the virus is correct or how incorrect it actually is, he went out and got the vaccine. And he says, you know, depending on risk reward, as for some people, the risk is great enough, go out and get vaccinated. But what he has said and what Ricky was saying there is in his belief, he says he doesn't think that masks are the answer and that it's just a basically, in Malone's words, it's the government trying to act like they're doing something, basically. So I don't know. And a lot of people agree exactly with what Ricky had to say, and a whole lot of people do not like it at all. Text line, people like Ricky are the reason that we don't have herd immunity. Another says, let's see, you got that from The Onion. That's exactly right. Oh. All of that information I got from The Onion. And then a great meme of Weird Al Yankovic with tinfoil hat on there. I wanted to get a little bit more into this census here in the next couple of minutes because you laid out all of the Alabama news there with the census. There's also some pretty big statistics when it comes to the national census. And from the Wall Street Journal, the total white population of the United States actually shrank for the first time in history, and large metropolitan areas, especially in the South and Southwest, saw the strongest growth in the entire nation. The non-Hispanic white population dropped 2.6% from 2010 to 2020. That puts the group's share, the group that would be white people, that would put the share of the total U.S. population below 60%. The number of people who identify as more than one race or ethnicity actually grew at the fastest rate of any group, partly due to changes that captured more detailed responses in this latest census. Although I did see a story just last week that said they were surprised at how few of the questions Americans actually filled out during the 2020 census. And my response was, you're surprised that Americans didn't want to give up all of their information to the government that's asking for all of that information? Now, I realize there's reasoning behind getting as much information as you can from each household, but we're a country that obviously, for the most part, does not trust the federal government in everything that the federal government has to say. And it's not surprising to me that they didn't get more than an answer or two out of the census from people that were filling it out. It was like 50 pages long. I mean, did you?
Right, yes.
Have you seen the census from this last year? I'll admit it. We hopped on and filled out like very little of the census itself other than how many people are in our house.
Right.
And I don't even know if we filled out our ethnicity or anything like that, but I know we weren't alone in that.
It was a lot of questions.
It was a lot of questions. And you're asking people to do that on their free time, and hey, free time is precious. So
right.
Just keep that in mind for this next census. But the population grew 7.4% from 2010 to 2020. That's the second slowest on record. Only the 1930s, of course, raise your hand if you know what was happening in the 1930s, the Great Depression. That's the only time that we saw a slower population growth in this last, I think in the history of the United States. Slightly more than half of the population, 51%. Slightly more than half or 51% of the growth in the latest period came from increases among Hispanic or Latino residents. And the total breakdown here for the makeup of the United States, those under 18 totaled 73 million. That's 22.1% of the population, a 14% decrease from 2010. They went from 74 million to 73 million. And, of course, that means the rest of the population is over 18. I thought I saw the breakdown racially, and I'm not seeing it now, but obviously, the slowest growth and actually decline was in the white population. I think they said African Americans make up 12% of the population, and I don't want to guess the rest because that would be guessing and wouldn't be actually giving you the statistical information. So we can discuss this more when we get back, 343-0106. And I promised it. I know a lot of people stayed on just to hear this from you, Leanna.
Yeah.
What in the world is going on with Britney Spears now? We'll talk about that when we get back. 343-0106. More Mobile Mornings on the way. Thanks, Kane. 853 on FM Talk 106.5. Coming to the texts here in just a minute. 343-0106. Speaking of texts, don't you want to know when something big, something potentially dangerous is happening in Mobile? Well, there's a brand new messaging alert app or text message alert system. It's been set up by Mobile County, and it's very easy to have the county let you know when something is happening. All you have to do is text Mobile Alert. That's all caps, and those two words smashed together, Mobile Alert, to 226-787. One more time, that number you text Mobile Alert to is 226-787. It's available to all public entities who want to communicate with the community quickly. It contains emergency alerts, health and medical information. Once you get signed up, you'll get alerts like weather updates, road closures, extreme traffic backups, first responder activity, even parade information during Mardi Gras. And I've been signed up for this for going on, I think, 4 months now, and I've really only gotten texted from them once, and it was about something very important a few months ago that I was like, wow, I'm glad that they told me about this because I would have missed it otherwise. So they won't blow up your phone with stuff that you don't need to hear. It's strictly designed for local and public officials to notify the community of needed information in a timely manner. So one more time to sign up, Mobile Alert, all caps, and put those two words together, Mobile Alert, 226-787. Getting a lot of texts here, and I've seen more and more as the virus begins to affect those that are of a younger age. Mm-hmm. We've seen a lot more young people passing away over these last few weeks than we did at the beginning of the pandemic. This one texter said, good morning. Ricky said the vaccine's killing people. Most of the corona patients that are in the hospitals didn't get the vaccine shot. And where is he getting his information from? You are right. The stats coming out from the hospitals indicate that a majority of those that are hospitalized, I think 94%, mm-hmm. are unvaccinated. Now, that doesn't mean that the vaccinated aren't catching the virus. There are breakthrough cases, but it does seem for the most part that the virus isn't affecting them as greatly as it is those that are unvaccinated. BA says, I had a friend die yesterday from COVID. So to have dumbass Ricky say it's not real makes me want to punch him in his throat. And I've seen a lot more people saying the same thing, that they've had a friend close to the pass away. So I think the virus became real for people at different times over the course of this pandemic. And whether you know what to believe or not, so many people have experienced loss, and so often yes. very close loss due to this virus, that it is very real for a lot of people, even if there are people out there who still think it's a scam. This other texter, according to Ricky, the virus is not real. Wow, I just had a 37-year-old cousin die from it yesterday, a George County, Mississippi deputy. So there are, let's see, yeah, there are a lot of people that are have experienced loss from this virus, and that's a fact. Even here at the station, we have experienced very close loss. Mm-hmm. Let's cheer it up a little bit before we head into the end of the show. And right now, it's time for the the Britney Spears update.
Yes.
Leanna, you and I were discussing this morning. I really don't know what's going on with Britney Spears. All I know is I've been wearing this Free Britney shirt for a long time.
Right, and apparently it worked. Jamie Spears is now stepping down from his lead role in her conservatorship.
And that's her father, right?
Right.
Okay.
He has been over her, in control of her life, for 13 years after she had, you know, that shaving head
the
incident.
Umbrella slamming into the car kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Where, you know, she had a little breakdown. You know, sometimes that happens in life. But
so does this mean that she's free, or does someone else, like, take over?
Right.
Do they ship her to North Korea, or what happens now?
Somebody else will step up and make sure that she behaves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I guess they are also wanting to control her money.
Yeah, I would say that's probably the number one reason behind all of this.
Yes, especially for her father. He had had control over everything that she did. And so he had his money in her bank account. She wants to be more controlling of her own interests,
mm-hmm.
and be able to make decisions for herself and have someone that's not as biased as her father.
I also saw that she said she wanted to have another child and that she wasn't allowed to with her father being, you know, in charge of her entire life.
Mm-hmm.
I just I think, you know, what this may have done more than anything for all the free Britney people out there is maybe put a spotlight on a number of people. Just think of the people we don't know who are under conservatorships.
Right.
And I'm sure a lot of them, probably it's the best thing for them and for their lives, but I can't even imagine being of even a somewhat sound mind and not being able to control your life. It's absolutely unbelievable, and, you know, un-American in many aspects. All right, coming up, the Jeff Poor Show in just a few minutes, another loaded show with guests. Leanna, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
You're welcome.
And then Midday Mobile with Sean. He'll be talking, I hope, gator hunting in just a few hours.
Yes.
Y'all have a good one.
Family owned.